import of the honey nama sloka, which in the Brihat Narayana Purana. Zayat Kali has no other means, no other means, no other means for self-realization. They're chanting the holy name, chanting the holy name, chanting the holy name of Lord Hari. It is Zayat Kali, holy name of the Lord. The Hare Krishna mantra is the incarnation of Lord Krishna. This is by chanting the holy name, one associated with the Lord directly. Anyone who does this is certainly delivered. First repeats the word Eva, certainly, three times for emphasis. And it also three times repeats Harinama, holy name of the Lord. This is make common people understand. Repeats the word Eva, certainly, three times. No other way, no other way. And three times repeats Harinama. Just to make common people understand. Use of the word Eva alone only prohibits all other processes. It's just cultivation of knowledge, practice of mystic yoga. What are you talking about? Performance of austerity and live activities. This verse clearly states that anyone who accepts any other path cannot be delivered. It's the reason for the triple repetition, nothing else, nothing else, nothing else. Emphasize the real process of self-realization. This may sound very sectarian. Harinam, Harinam, Eva Kevalam. Nuristeva, Eva Nuristeva, Eva Nuristeva, Gati Anjata. That from the Brihat Narayana Purana, that it says, only can one be delivered by chanting Hare Krishna. Then Prabhupada explains how he repeats three times, certainly, and three times mentioning the mantra. But then one may say, but why is this a turning thing? Only by chanting Hare Krishna. We say that there is incarnations of Krishna like Buddha, etc. There are great representatives like Krishna, I'm sorry, like Ajita, Jesus Christ, sorry. And also like Muhammad. So then it's just some facade. We pretend to be liberal or accommodating. Some facade that we pretend to be universal. Really, we use another sectarian movement that says, only this way can you acquire. Only this way can you suffer. And no other way. Is that what you meditate on, what you pray for, what you do our prayers for, likelihood that you will be able to get there. So, when you call the name of Krishna, then you are talking about God, because we have all this all around here, on the altar. You call, when you do other practices, you're not talking about the Lord, Krishna, with four manifestations. You do meditation to the energies of Krishna. We read Bible, Quran, that talks about the omnipotence of Krishna, powerful God. Merciful God, loving God, but not confidential knowledge about God. I mean, here is, she's a God playing in the water. How can you understand that? Here's the Lord disappeared, new picture there, then a flute. One is completely intoxicated in hearing. And sound of the flute. So when I meditate, they're not meditating about this stuff, the Lord at this extent. The meditation is not that direct. they are meditating about some of the powers of the Lord, not this cosmic Lord. So therefore, Krishna arranges, he gives them what they are asking for, if they are genuine in their pursuits of whatever they are asking for. When the Brihadaranyaka Purana says, only by chanting the name of Krishna, means that if we want to be able to have such rare connection with the Lord in such a way to understand that you associate with Him full splendor and opulence and magnanimousness, then there is a process for that. And that is just natural that in any organized situation there's some rules, some criteria. You want this, if you want to get this, you do this, you do that. When there's anarchy, it doesn't matter. Everything is everything. And there's not so much of a system of clarity. Things are just confused, and things are just, there's just anxieties and tensions and happens. But when you're looking at spiritual science, then there's so much difference. And so therefore, we chant Hare Krishna. We are asking to literally be brought back into association with the Lord. He is his friend, is his parent, is his lover. We're not actually asking him to chant Hare Krishna. Dear God, give me something, my daily bread. We're not even really asking to arrange anything other than that which is best for our devotional life. Mm-hmm. So it's different. Therefore, we are not even, now dear Purana says so. Only by chanting Hare Krishna. He says it three times. And he said three times, certainly. No other way. You know, this is the process necessary to make such confidential connection. Then confidential technology is there. We're calling on Hare and Krishna. We're addressing Radharani. Then we're addressing Krishna. And this way, you'll one day understand what you see up there. Rather than just being a picture, it's a nice reflection to absorb the eyes. Hare Krishna. Vindaya Prasi Devai.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So, just a few brief things. I want to update you. I'd like to be updated also. So, we've been gone for some time now. See my deity for beginning to enjoy it up there.
Nice having them.
They come down this morning.
I miss them. They're in Arkansas. I miss them well.
Yeah. Must have changed them. Too much care hasn't changed them this morning. Put them in all of them now. The devotees are taking care of them. So, but when we left here, thank you for very much. We're from here to New York for the Friday program at 26 Second Avenue. That was very nice because some of you have been there. That's the first temple that we have in this country. So it's just a storefront. twice the size of this room. That was the first temple that's in New York in the Bowery. That's a degraded place, atmosphere. It's always astounding when you go and think about how this movie started. The Prabhupada coming, such an old age, and having two heart attacks on the boat, coming with only a dry cereal, a few books, less than about $10, and a worldwide movie starts in such a short time. And so there was a nice, very nice program there. I did the Friday lecture. And then, next day, there was the Ratiyatra, the Prabhupada reunion. I think it was the biggest Ratiyatra ever in New York. It's very big. Mm-hmm. And many devotees came. It's quite astounding, actually. It's many devotees. And for the centennial reunion also, so many devotees came, even from other countries, and from as far as Spain. So the Ratiyatra went very nice and smooth. And then next Sunday, I stayed at Dayananda. Dayananda had asked us if we would team up to assist in maintaining the project. So we're going to have more involvement in 22nd Avenue, which is quite an honor of the first temple. Was that to work as partners to oversee this. So Kapha Bhiksha and Co. and others there to help more. Matter of fact, our devotees did so much. Mangalarti, a few others, they were very proud, very pleased at how hard they were working and taking care of, because there's so many devotees. It was like a Hare Krishna block party. So we put up tables and canopies all down the street, and then we got the temple to the corner. And so, and we had shifts. You had a ton of buddies come in the morning, and then give their pastimes about Srila Prabhupada, the realization. And then we sent those buddies out, they went on Harinam. Another shift of buddies came in. We had afternoon program continued. There were so many devotees, we couldn't fit them all around. And then, after each session, the devotees went outside, set at tables, and the canopies. They took the prasad. So our devotees are very much helpful in cooking and arranging for the entire week. Nice to see how hard they were working. So, and then also to my surprise, I was asked to be the master ceremony for the program, which is again an honor. Be able to help focus and myself and others in thinking of Srila Prabhupada at such an auspicious time. This is advertised internationally, this Prabhupada reunion of the centennial. And it's probably one of the bigger ones because this, as we said, this is where the movement started after Prabhupada left India. So many godbrothers and godsisters are there. We went kind of fast. The idea was for anyone to speak about 3 minutes, to 5 minutes, or 5 minutes or so. Still weren't able to. If everyone speak, it was interesting. So then, the next day we had a very interesting program, powerful program that Agni arranged. Of course, you'll read about all this in the newsletter, so I won't tell you so much. But Agni arranged a very nice program at a New Age Center. Without yoga and different New Age things. Yeah, this, it was a, I guess you call it a loft. It was an institute actually. It was two parts, an Ayurvedic facility across the street, and then there was a long meeting hall for yoga and discussions and meditation, etc. It's some kind of health thing also, some sauna, whatever. And we had a very nice turnout because not only did the people connected with the center come, but some of the devotees who had come for the Prabhupada reunion They stayed for a couple of days. So then many of them found out I was going to be speaking in town the next day, on Monday, I guess, no Monday. And so many came. It was really nice discussion. You sort of, anyway, where is the Soda Mantra? So I think she was giving some names because it was very nice people, very interesting group of mature people. Many seem to have been into spiritual things for quite some time, so the receptivity was quite unusual. So you sort of were thinking some names, I think, for mailing this and to follow up. And I just kind of wish yourself more of you could have been there to kind of interact with some of the people. Bond with them, but maybe Krishna will get more opportunities in the future. They've invited us to come any time for association. New York is such an amazing place because it's so big and it's so passionate and it's so to the mode of ignorance, and at the same time there's so much activity, all kind of, of course crazy mature activities, but many different types of things going. It's kind of a place you can find whatever you're looking for, I guess. And always some very interesting people. Once you get behind all of the phobias and fears and anxieties and tensions, you find very interesting people in New York. I would hate to live there. There's one place to visit and not to live. It's really the epitome of Kali Yuga. So passionate. And then that I met then I met Radhalila and Ekavir at an airport in Newark, and we took off, and we went to Denver. We had an institute, program. Some of the leaders were giving different classes on different things. So I only stayed for half of it, because I couldn't afford the time to stay for the whole week. And that was nice, interesting. And then, because I gave one, community building, express different things. Hopefully all of you, how many have not? The class I gave in Gita Nagari on workshop, 7 days, Institute on Community Building, everybody's heard the tapes on that? Maybe there are better questions. Anyone who hasn't? Okay. Got to get copies of those tapes.
At least four.
Okay. We're going to kind of see that. And also the class I gave before I left about our new shift, new chapter we want to open up. Is anyone who didn't hear that class?
Which one?
The one about the book and
new
about
phase.
The new phase.
Oh.
And besides about the starting institute,
yeah.
Starting programs and things, workshops, programs, edition. So, Kumari, you didn't hear that yet. So that's only one tape. Was it two tapes?
Just one.
Just one. Get a copy of that before you go. We'll come back to that a little later. And after Denver, we went to Arizona. Very interesting. And a lot of nice programs. We had two public programs in auditoriums. One in Phoenix, first night, and then we had one in Tucson. Phoenix was mostly Indians. Nice crowd. Yeah, they're considering buying some more property, a new temple there. Now there's a temple in Tucson and a small preaching center in Phoenix, and looking at buying where the newish looking building used to be. Very big. Chinese dojo center and martial arts and health and whatnot, built up in Asian architecture, a couple acres of land. So I'm thinking of buying that, expanding the project. And then I had two TV programs. First it was a little strange, but it was an hour. A little bit strange because it was just kind of unfocused. Able to preach. Next one was quite exciting. And it's a national, for national, it's a cable distribution. I was on UFOs. So, most of you know Arizona is a place, especially, you know, you see Sedona and a few other very special places in Arizona. There's so many alternative-minded thinking people. And very mature, you know, people 50, 55, 45 on up, who have been pursuing a spiritual lifestyle and very focused in whatever they're doing. It's always interesting when we have public programs. The amount of really sweet people who come to the room to come out. It was like that. The second program was in Tucson. Less than 100 people, but nice crowd. Nice mature people who were very interesting to talk to. So it's like people who have gone with their jobs and their professions and whatnot. And kind of similar to what I said on the New Faith tape about the amount of, and I guess it could be about the, you guys have a heard that tape. You should hear that tape. You heard it from, okay.
Yeah, I haven't heard.
You haven't heard? Okay. But one of the things I mentioned is how there's such a amazing amount of people from the baby boomer generation, and maybe a little older, who have kind of been through their lives now. They're going to middle age crisis. And they're not really happy. They got their professions, they got their jobs, they got some money, but basically on credit in most cases, a lot of credits. A lot of things are credit. But pretty much, some of them have become rather successful. And they're not intimidated, or they're not ashamed or embarrassed about now trying to access more of their spiritual life. Because one, they realize it's a necessity, they feel lack of nourishment because life is going on. They're getting older, and they feel like they really haven't fully involved themselves in what's most important to see to them. And many of them, just from the process of having been very spiritual or somewhat, and then put it on hold to get their houses, to put their kids in universities, to cover so many things, and they kind of had to minimize some of their spiritual involvement. So now, some of them are ready to be a little bit more active spiritually in some ways. And they see what's happening in the world, see what's happening in relationships, so many different things. And many of them have, of course, held on to their, you know, their beliefs throughout the whole time. So anyway, those kind of people, I mean, they're 50s or just 50 or somewhere in the neighborhood, or 40s. So we will see that they will start coming out more and more, especially as things are packaged in a way that allows them to respond. We can see some of those type of people in Arizona also. So, last day we had a Bhagavatam picnic. We just left it about an hour or so after Mangalarti. We drove to the mountains. Very beautiful. And on top of a very high mountain, we had a Bhagavatam class. And then we what he said at Prasanna. And more kind of just a ghosty type discussion. Looking close at our development, our personal development and our quest to become Krishna conscious. So I think those were the sort of major highlights. Then we went to Chicago from Arizona. And so we came back a day early. I was having a lot of physical problems, which tells me two things. First tells me that I have to intensify my own devotion, but also tells me that some of our devotees are being too slack. So you know who you are, so strengthen your spiritual life. Teamship means that everyone is individual, but everybody is accountable for making the team stronger or making it weak. So like the Olympics coming up, you know. And so, the winners, in terms of the teams, will be based on how individually each person does their part, and then collectively how they all work together. So a good basketball team, good this team, good track team. You got strong players, but you have strong teamship, camaraderie, ability to do their parts, and then at the end, their achievements are higher. So I was getting some of my terrible back spasms, and it was hard to walk. And because you had to go downstairs also, they don't. And I felt after 2 days I had done everything I could do in terms of helping the devotees, any kind of classes or things that I felt could be helpful. I gave all the classes, morning and evening. And then last day I spent some time talking to the devotees. Some of the devotees, one or two devotees just got married, or thinking of getting married. I said, give them some basic counsel. President, you know, was there until middle of the nation. So, we met Aja, of course, in Arizona. Now today he's been there for one month in San Diego. And just somehow or other, it looks like these guys in the publishing company has got so much heavy karma probably from being so ridiculous in the business. So their machines keep breaking down. Somehow now they've just got a machine. The new machine they got, there's a problem with it, and everybody who has a machine is experiencing some kind of problem, some kind of fluke. So that's holding back the spiritual warrior. But now we don't see any reason why it shouldn't be ready, you know. So obviously for the psychic fair, there's many problems there. And the leadership book, we had to take it completely away from them, and we've given it to a press in Detroit. That we have very good recommendations about everything. And we just sent them the check 2 days ago. So everything is going on there. So we don't see any problems in that. and having that really soon. And everywhere we're going, also people are asking for the book. So we have an interesting audience that will be waiting for it when it is ready. And the devotees in Africa also are going to do a big launching. The way that we can reach many of the leaders in the country. So there are big plans there. So launchings are very big in Africa because people launch books. It's almost like a political thing. They do big, you know, fundraising when they do some launching. Kind of like a bragger thing. You invite a lot of the big people, and then they kind of boast in a way about, you know, who gives the biggest donation for the project or something. Sometimes it happens most times, if you get the right people. But we're going to use it as a way to try to connect with important people in some of the countries. Most important to get them to, you know, to read the books and to follow it. Also, while I was in Arizona, we had a call. Thank you for being early for next week's program. You're early for reading the dailies for next week. So then, last thing as well, we're in Arizona. Then Yasodik sent us a call that one devotee who had been having some contact with the White House, which was trying to reach us. And this devotee, I think you've all heard about the churches that are being burnt. So I think it's now up to about 40 or something. It's quite a number. Jagannath is about 40?
Yeah, at least.
About 40 churches. So this one devotee, because you know him, Dr. Richard, used to live in Vrindavan, I mean in Radhakum, yeah. The devotee, you remember him? There was an American, the Babaji.
Yeah.
So, he had visited us once or twice in Africa and visited here in Washington a long time ago. We had the restaurant in Capitol. Somehow had some sort of liking for me. And he has been doing some interesting secular things. Some are very interesting, but a sophisticated, you know, background.
So he became personally disturbed about the churches burning, being burnt down. And though he has unusual attraction to the holy name, so normally he's doing things about trying to chant the holy name in the different traditions, etc. But this concern he had was, he was thinking that somehow there should be some kind of campaign, national campaign, to address this issue. So he started calling the major, you know, churches, their headquarters. And he got a very positive response. And what he wanted to do was to hold a gathering of the different spiritual organizations to make some prayer and to try to put together some way of addressing this issue. You know, mainly kind of differently, you know, a mood of prayer. But so far everyone's into it because everybody prays. And people have just seen also that how much, you know, inhumanity is just accelerating all over. And the other thing was that he contacted the White House, and because, you know, this is an election at that time, right? So, of course, they jumped at it, you know, because it gives them a chance to do some things to win the favor of people. I mean, basically, you know, unless somebody's just really, really in the mold, people don't like to hear about a spiritual organization, you know, being attacked. You know what I mean? It's not like a New Age organization or something weird. I mean, just a basic church, these churches. So it's kind of a easy common ground for someone to tune into. And if they're wanting to use it for their own reasons, then of course that's possible also. So the White House picked up the president's, the liaison man for the president, the White House, for programs and other things. And anyway, the body was talking to me in Arizona about ways to proceed and ways that ISKCON, and ways the Institute can get involved. And he's expecting, which we should find out in the next couple of days, that he'll be personally invited to meet with President Clinton. And so if so, he wants me to, you know, to go with him. And also, he's arranging for the Institute to formally to participate in the activities. As of now, he just got mainstream groups. And he's trying to figure out a way how to get the Hare Krishna movement in. So we thought of several different ways. One way was based on the National Interfaith Connection that's here in Washington, because actually the devotees are under the Hindu section for interfaith. There's an interfaith organization here in Washington that is the group when the White House wants anything spiritual, is this group they pull from. And there's a large Hindu sector. That time when I spoke at the interfaith gathering by the Washington Monument, that was part of the interfaith group. And I spoke on for the, I came in with the in the Hindu sector and spoke, of course. Sometimes they ask us, they call for the devotees, since they don't really have, you know, philosophy, because Hinduism is kind of hodgepodge. So we thought that way, or he's thinking of a way to bring us in as maybe the Institute itself. Anyway, we're waiting for the next 4 or 5 days to see if we get a fax of what's happening. So that was pretty much the trip. And then I said, of course, I came back a day early. And so it's very, I think it's good when devotees are able to visit other temples, see projects that's going on, see how devotees are coping with situations, learn a lot, and also to be able to share a lot. So as I mentioned, we will be getting more involved in 26 Second Avenue, especially some of our younger devotees. I think it's very good for them. A lot of young, you know, variegated audience. But it's especially a good place for reaching some of the youth. Seems like more younger people are coming to the center. Because that's kind of the nature of the village and the nature of certain areas in New York. You know, you get people come and they bring their friends. And, you know, they come for a spiritual hangout, so to speak. We have to see how to balance that off. The project in Detroit is growing. Everyone is saying how it's such a nice, different atmosphere. Out of all, you took initiation and went back with certain zeal, enthusiasm. And just getting letters yesterday and the day, yesterday and the day before, about how the bodies are meeting, having programs, and getting more involved in the services. And I'm going to be going in about 2 weeks to Vrindavan. And so I have to get much more involved in Vrindavan in the near future. For the long future. So we'll see how to do that. Many not doing a lot just to correspondence and phone and telephone calls. But I was talking with Radhanath Maharaj in New York at the Rathiatra. We have kind of put together our minds, our brains about how to work as a team and doing things to help facilitate the project. So that's something else some of you may be able to get involved in. So that's my update. And now I need to kind of hear some updates from some of you. My plans now is, of course, I may go out to Giranagi once or so before the Rathiatra, I'm not sure. And it's a little unfortunate, like a lot of other unfortunate things, because I'm spending so much more time in America. My original idea was that I would spend this time because books would be out, and I'd be able to take advantage of being here extra time, moving around for the radio and TV programs. Those we have had have been very, very profitable. But just say when we can have more contacts that can be made. We're going to follow up on some of these people also. People are out there to find ways to be able to reach them. So maybe if you can give an update on some of the things that's happening. Or I can call a couple of you for some basic things. So, Mr. Kamaniki, maybe you can tell us that letter I got from Paramisha. She was saying how you guys weren't able to have the product ready for the, you know, for the Rathiatra.
It'll be ready for this one. We found a fix a tip that we didn't really want to use. It costs too much. Mm-hmm. But we will have to the correct one now.
Okay. We can do the finished product now. Mm-hmm. This is a money making adventure of making it. Do you have any example with you?
No, I don't have any
example. Yeah, Monica Carter Risha making some nice spiritual pictures of resin that are used in super light switches. It's a nice conception every time somebody has to turn on the light to see Prabhupada, see Krishna. The idea of Krishna, Guru, bringing in light into their consciousness, into their minds. To their life. This should not be just something one or two or a few of you, only the business sale thing is thinking about. We should always be thinking along with our general preaching, some projects for fundraising. Get any ingenious ideas we should share them. In some cases, the devotees should just get together and try something. Everybody's financial difficulties in some way or other. Need more finances for everything. And also, we'd like more and more to be able to find ways to raise money that doesn't put strain on your consciousness. Find ways to raise money where you can simultaneously be preaching, raising consciousness for you also. That's a reason.
And also getting encouragement from the bank on the other project. I asked for one amount, and he encouraged me to go for a much larger amount and buy the whole property outright.
So you'll buy the whole store, or what will you do?
He was very receptive. He asked me to go down to Small Business Administration on Monday and work on the computer about 8 hours to set up a business plan. So anyone who knows what I'm talking about would be most welcome to help us get that off the ground. And then you'll have a place from which to do retail.
Mm-hmm. The store, I'll have to come by and see it while I'm here. It's in a commercial district?
No, it's in my block where I live. It's a mom and pop store with a house attached to it.
Mm-hmm. That blue store?
Right on the corner from me.
The house is on the side, is it? Upstairs, any quarters?
It's attached to the store. You know how people used to live over their stores?
Oh, okay.
And since it's the only commercial property on that block, the women are moving out. They grew up there, and they only sell candy after school to the kids. It's not a viable business for anybody unless you don't rely on that immediate community. In a quilting shop, I go to Annapolis and Baltimore to buy my quilting supplies, so people travel.
People will go to find it.
So you have to be dependent on that neighborhood. And the soap factory would be upstairs. The sisters don't really know that we're trying to buy it. I have someone else negotiating for me who's older, belongs to the same business association as they.
Mm-hmm.
So we're waiting for some odd things to clear up, and then we'll make them an offer.
So some considerations is soap factory. And what else? Quilts?
Quilting supplies, because that's like golf, and people put big money into quilting supplies.
That would be downstairs?
Downstairs, and classes, usually the average for a class is $25 per person.
That shows people how to do the quilting?
And they're professional quilters who give classes. We'll ask them to join our circuit and just give classes up here for us.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to do a little bit of renovation and get machines and so forth. And we're going for a grant from Maryland under revitalization.
Mm-hmm. So as you're developing it, you don't think of the devotees who maybe could hop on board later.
Sure.
So right now you're dealing with the banks to see about the loan.
And we've been told that we can get a grant, but first we have to have some matching funds from somebody, so that's why I'm going for the loan.
Anybody else? You sort of will give us an update. What's going on?
Things are moving along nicely for the International Holistic Health Institute.
Where are the kids?
You moved her husband.
Oh, she's fine.
They're going there for the weekend. They'll be back tomorrow. We've been getting such an amazing response from little advertising with Delta Psychic Fair.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're getting ready to gear up and look at Mandini to explain what the next stage is as far as the input from the devotees. This month that we're coming into now, July, is going to be a vitally important month as far as advertising. And a lot of our emphasis and focus now has to be on getting the word out. The vendors and everybody involved already know, and they're in the mercantile community, they're already excited and passing the word amongst each other. Now we have to get out to the general public more and let them know what's going on. So we've devised a number of strategies that we can share with the devotees and how we use their input.
As of now, we're planning for about what kind of audience of people? How many people?
5,000.
Maybe up to 5,000. That's good.
That's our projected estimate to the public, to the vendors and the public.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have the first floor, or is it two stories?
Building.
An entire building? Entire army?
About 7 or 8 rooms downstairs. And the banquet hall holds to 450 people at one time.
There's ample parking space.
It's all free. All the parking lots are free.
It's a very well-known place that people, I've been getting calls from everywhere. The last call I got was from a man on the eastern shore of Maryland, Ocean City. He said he picked up the psychic from the internet and wanted to find out more about it. I don't know how he got on there, but I didn't put it on there, but
So it's a consideration that we should be putting things on.
He pulled it up off the internet, called to find out more information. I asked him a press release. A woman from the Gazette newspaper saw the ad and called in to find out more about it. I sent her a press release also. She called back and said, could she get a photograph to put in the newspaper too? I sent her a photograph and about it, doctor, and I'm waiting for her to call back. And I suggested there that she might want to interview yourself. So we get a better
idea. What is it?
It's a newspaper in the Maryland area.
Okay.
It's a local newspaper. It's out in Gaithersburg. So she's there. So we're getting that kind of response. Every day, at least 3 or 4 people calling me for the funding.
Did you get any response? I think one or two programs we did. We gave the number. Now the Arizona program we gave. The Temple, Arizona Temple. Okay. You're not getting any calls, if anything else. Something I did, I gave the 800 number. Oh, this last program, but it was recorded. So it'll come on there. This is a Gaudiya, called Gaudiya Vaishnava. Very nice magazine, it's put out. Yeah. A half page. Anybody else want to update about anything?
Well, I just finished with a lot. Kind of veggie back on that. We're moving into phase 2 of the psychic fair, and we're trying to be more organized and efficient, so that we can have more effective teamwork. We've outlined about 3 or 4 areas that we need help in, and we've assigned an overall coordinator. I'm going to pass around some sign-up sheets, and I'm hoping that everyone can leave with at least 3 things that they can do, and that is ticket sales, passing out flyers, and what's the other one? Securing ads for the program brochure. So I think everybody can do those 3 things. And in addition to that, there are some public announcements that we need to get out immediately. And our target date is Wednesday, July 3rd. What we need is someone to volunteer to take. We have Xerox, radio stations, cable TV stations, the print media, the TV. And we need somebody to just collate stuff, magazines, address envelopes, and send them out. So all of this is on these sign-up sheets. And I'm going to pass them around as other people begin to make their announcements. Maybe it'll be better if you just pass, at one time, so that you can see what's involved. And so you need to get your tickets before you leave. You need to get flyers. We're outlining areas, and we're asking people to volunteer for a particular area so that we can monitor whether, how many flyers you're having, how many flyers you need, if, you're saturating the areas, if you're making sure that, you're replenishing stores and areas when they run out. It's going to be very important for us to push this event, much like Sri Chinmoy's group did with his event. And I know everybody has their own individual services, but as Srila Krishna Prabhupada says, this is an important, we have to focus more on teamwork, and I think this is a real big, important institute event in which we're going to need all bodies here, and if we don't set the leadership for that, then how can we pull other people in to assist? So everybody should be doing something regarding this event to make it a success. And then the next meeting we will have, which will be probably in a few weeks or 2 weeks or a month, will be to make assignments for the event itself. Volunteers will need in particular areas of the event. And I do have the workshop forms, too, that I need to pass out. I'm asking that you please return them by July 7th, because there are vendors who really want, who are sending their you know, registration forms and a money, wanting to request a workshop. So we do want to consider devotees first before we slide them in.
So that means anybody who wants to do a workshop in some area, then there's opportunity.
How much are the tickets?
The tickets are $3. $3 in advance, $5 at the door. So, you know, I'm sure everybody can take at least 10.
What you might want to do is you might want to ask people, because I know in the past you give out the tickets and you're going to try to find somebody to sell them. But maybe people could buy the tickets and then go out and resell them at $3.
That's an option.
I will make sure that happens, because I know sometimes if I get to, I know in the past I've taken tickets for things and I end up paying for it anyway, mm-hmm. and end up giving the tickets out. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what's going to happen.
And we're going to kind of be very systematic, and so we're not meaning to, overwhelm you. But the coordinators will be calling periodically, you know, within 2-week intervals, maybe even, you know, a shorter time frame to check up to see how you're doing, if you need more tickets, if you need more flyers, any ideas that you have, any way you want to, you know, provide any additional services, let us know. But we want to take a very systematic approach so we can ensure success. So another group is going to be handling the tickets. And we do need money. We need money because we need to get posters. It's going to cost quite a bit. We're constantly needing flyers and vending registration forms, a lot of things Xerox. So if someone has that capacity, I know a few people said they do, okay, we really need help with that.
Do you have access to the Xeroxes?
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. And stamps.
But just one-sided.
One-sided, okay.
Mm-hmm. I can do some copy.
Okay.
May I ask you a question
sure.
about three tenderized groups? How do they get those visuals all over town? Do they have to go through any offices?
No.
Or are we able
no,
to put visuals
just,
out also?
Oh, yeah.
A picture of something that would attract attention?
Yeah, that's what we're trying. We're having a poster made up with Shirley Bishop's picture, Jeff Major, and Spellbound.
Something we can tack in the ground?
Yeah. Oh, well, we can do that, too. We can make actual those little sets and
things. Those are the things that I remember seeing.
Okay. I saw the posters all over the trees.
You have to do that. Actually, it has to be organized and done in groups. Or sometimes one person go out, you know, your heart feels you. So we could do the, get groups of people to go and do certain areas and just, you know, swamp the area and then move to the next one.
Actually, we have targeted a date when we're going to be going out. That's the last weekend in July.
July 15th.
We'll be asking all the devotees to gather here, and we'll be taking the Institute banner and dropping people off in groups of three to different areas with all the PAF natives, decorating the posters, the flyers, and asking people to just work for an hour or two in those particular areas, getting all the trees, all the posters, where the posters are now. You'll be able to highlight the empty buildings. And we're going to do 2 days, a weekend of that, of just saturating the entire area with the posters.
Also, the best thing to is get each group should have a car, and that way two people run and do things, or three people are one drive.
Well, we'll be gathering here, and then we'll have all of that, all the areas, all the locations, all the stores and things in that area, to make sure that the flyers go out there too, as you put in the posters up, and that way we'll do it the whole metropolitan area-wide. Dispersion of the posters.
And then a special day we could do it in Metro centers, all the outlets.
So I see now you can be co-facilitator or
facilitator. I can give that any time.
Okay, and we do need staple guns. I don't know who.
I have some from the old center. I never returned.
How many?
I just have one big one. I can do anything. That's right.
If anyone else has staple guns, we'll need staple.
How many groups?
As many as we can have. Yeah, we should have a car for each group.
Mm-hmm. What about the? Is it real expensive to put it on the metro and on the bus? Because
very,
I remember, is
very
it?
Very
right?
Investigated.
Yeah. How much?
The actual advertisement is not expensive, but it's the posters.
Getting the film. It's very affordable, but it's getting the materials.
So the minimum number that they're allowed to put up at each one of these posters is around 10.
Jagannath Dasi, you? Jagannath Dasi? Jagannath Dasi. Yeah, question.
Particular size.
I was going to ask about the next one, because it's so effective. Even if you put it on one, so many people. I mean, you could, it goes from like three states.
If we can't put it on one.
How much does it
cost? You have to put it on, a minimum number.
Yeah.
It's illegal to put posters on the trees. We were on 9th Street. I had put some on the trees, and one of the women from some monitoring organization found me to let me know you can be fined for doing that.
Is that just in the district?
Well, in the district, I do know you can't put this on the tree.
Yeah, what we were thinking of doing was putting them wherever we see those posters. You know those
junkyard bands.
That kind of thing. Put them in those thank you
places.
They're all over
everywhere.
These guys, they go out every night, they put up whatever they're giving. It's all over the city.
There's an agency that can do that.
Well, maybe we should all be looking out for places where we can set the posters.
What they worry about the trees is that people staple. Sometimes you can just bend it right around with the
rope.
With rope or with the wood sticks, but not staple.
What Mother Misha is suggesting is very good, that right now what we can be doing is looking in our own particular areas where we live and where we work, and spotting where the posters are now. So that by July the 15th, when we drop you off in those areas, you'll go immediately to where they are. Write them down as you're doing that, as you're going to work. Have a notepad with you and just jot down, oh, look at that in front of the Safeway or by this thing or this abandoned building or whatever. So that when we drop you off in those areas, it'll save time because you'll know immediately where to go for the posters and the flyer and the blue part.
Can I make a suggestion in terms of people like me that live way out in Silver Springs, and Nisha that live far from me, and like Mother Pudma that lives in Columbia, we're pretty much in the same area. Instead of us coming all the way to Hartwood, and then going all the way back out there, couldn't we, the ones of us that live so far out, get together and develop a strategy and just take it from that perspective? Because, see, the library, we live in Silver Springs, and most of the people probably will come from Silver Springs, or a lot. And it's so close. The mall is there for me, the libraries, everything is so close. So is that something that we can do?
Have
you
got flies in those places right now?
No, I was waiting to see what you guys wanted,
Flies are always available here at the Institute. And anyone that's running out, just come to the Institute or call me. I have a constant supply of flies in my car. There's Yiga, and there's always flies here at the Institute. So if anyone runs out.
I did informal survey with the flyers, and flyers are getting mixed reviews. Were you aware of that? The flyers that we have, the ones that I have, the black and white, that's why they really pass up anymore. And I talked to some other people, and they kind of had some mixed. This particular flyer here is giving out mixed signals in terms of that it's demonic. I'm getting comments like that, and just so maybe we should just do an informal survey.
Why don't you guys talk about this?
We're working on we're working on another flyer.
I'll get more detail. But I put the flyer, first thing I noticed, it doesn't have the announcements of who's giving the program.
That's been excluded. But we are working on a more universal flyer. Different energy spiritual ones.
Okay. Can you give us an update about what was happening with the community building discussion? The last couple of sessions.
Actually, I have the minutes from the last meeting, which has a schedule for the children's concerns. There are actually Clay Kubera he's really been facilitating, but I'll just. There are eight committees, and four of the coordinators were at the last meeting for four of the committees, and they each designated a project, one event per month. So we have a schedule for July through October, and we have dates, and I'm going to post it on the bulletin board today, and what those are. They range from field trips to swimming to a fun day in the park, and then Jagannath and Chintanami are giving a workshop for adults on parenting, and Tulsi and Parvati and several other people are working on an entrepreneurship project which would be vending at the psychic fair. So there's a real variety.
Maybe we can clear down the board. Some of the things that are old, today, take six, seven of those down so we have more space to bring up new things.
To add to that, we have Mother Lisa put together a calendar with Institute Events. We want to make sure that you get a copy of that in terms of whatever dates and things that you need to know what's going on. We'll make other copies available for the overall devotee community. We'll get some rain also and we'll have familiar with what's going on with the therapy projects and any other institute activities that we posted on the calendar.
So we recently gave my focus on community building for the children. What are the things that have been discussed recently? The other major thing?
Well, one of the things that I'd recommend, and I think this is, the group has agreed to come to consensus on this, is to dovetail our activities to the psychic fair as a project for the whole community, get more people actively involved in their group discussions and assisting Mother Yasoda and Nandini in the group there. We still want to honor the children's sessions, the themes that are ongoing. And the business has, you know, come up establishing some kind of thing that the business can do as a whole and also individual.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna make this too long, a few more things.
Munch and Sean, I went to a meeting. They had some business thing, so they might, you know, I don't know. Munch and Yashoda are starting a kind of business. I don't know if they're prepared at this time to talk about it, but, you know, it seemed like a rather good. I guess they're going to put together something, you know, some kind of planning. With the land situation, I wasn't able to come on Thursday, but I talked to Srila Krishnapada and to Roger Leela, and the idea was that I spoke to Shyamaka Rishi a number of times on the phone and went back and forth with him about different things, and the conclusion was that we could have gone ahead and bought land from him, but he wanted 10% interest, and even the mortgage rates for my house, I'm sure for other people, is not even 10%. So it's a little bit of a difficult situation. If we couldn't figure out anything else in order to help the community and the vision that's there for the community, I think devotees were planning to try to find some way to go ahead with that. I know Mother Jagannath called the bank up in Janita, and we went through various ideas. But then after speaking to Srila Krishnapada and to Raja Leela, the idea was that we could do two things at once, which was help Gita Nagri to pay off the mortgage, which would make the community debt-free. And at the same time, we could get land, and we'd even be closer in by buying land on the actual Gita Nagri property. So now we're at the point where I'm just waiting for, I think Roger Leela's got to get with Baladev and figure out what part of the land was good, and also the system of how to do it, because it has to be set up in such a way that it would be legally functional for the temple to be able to do that. I don't know if it's going to be by promissory notes, or I don't know if we'll have to pay it, like, or everybody raise their own cash and pay it, or we'll be able to make payments, and rather than the community paying the mortgage, essentially we'd be paying the mortgage. You know, but some system. But right now, before we even get to that phase, I think Roger Leela's waiting. I don't know who's going to do it, but somebody has to apportion what part of the farm actually they're going to make available. And it would only be 50 acres, because the great majority of the farm will stay intact for, you know, for the function of the cows and whatever else.
What about the lady? She's
okay.
What's
that?
Oh, okay. Ikavir, just take a note, a serious note. When you guys are back, that you should definitely get in touch with Baladev as soon as possible. And the idea is to plan out what acreages will be available for devotees to buy. Otherwise, we have to sort it out what lands are going to be best, you know, to build houses on. And that will be sectioned off from the regular deity property. And then devotees can choose from that land which land they'd like to buy. So the idea is that as we sell the land, it becomes whoever buys it becomes their land, but then the money then is then used by the temple to pay off the mortgage. So it clears the temple from debt, and it gives the devotees a chance to buy land, and land a little closer than the land that Chalmers is selling. And
bring his prices down also.
Yes, and hopefully he'll bring his prices down. But the devotees will definitely be able to buy the land cheaper than what Chalmers is selling for.
So, Sri Krishna Pada, with this, have the whole GBC board had a consensus on this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, last year, this wasn't possible in the past, but you couldn't actually buy temple land. But we started noticing in several places around the world, we have a few devotees on the temple land, and then most devotees would buy land in the neighborhood, would build up their land, and maybe the handful of devotees on the temple land, it wouldn't develop so nice, because sometimes you would have as much as 2,000 acres or 1,000 acres of temple land. You can't, you know, use all that land with just a few devotees. And it was becoming impractical. We have so much land, a few devotees, and then when a new person comes, some people are okay by just, you know, living on the temple land or just building something, but most devotees would feel better if they could build their own structure on their own land. And so what was happening is that several communities were developing everything around, but the temple land was just kind of, you know, not being used. And then, as we speak with many households, they would say, yeah, they want to support the projects and everything. They felt a little better having their own land, which is practical. Because any institution, that's one of the delicate things, always has the ability to get sued. Somebody fall down and break their ankle or something, and they sue. Or somebody bump somebody with a car, or whatever. Or like this Robin George thing. But then when he gets sued, then it means the institutes or the ISKCON's property can, you know, is threatened. And so, you know, who's going to feel so comfortable, for instance, spending $100,000 or $50,000 to build a house, and your house is yours, but the land isn't yours. So then last year, we arranged that under certain arrangements, as long as it's presented, what land will not encumber the deities, based on certain land needed for flowers, certain land if you're going to build a school or build a hospital, other things, certain land if you're going to expand dormitory or expand ashrams. And that land is kept to its ISKCON land, and then other lands, it can be sectioned off, it can be sold. So that's possible. It's a new thing that's possible.
I think probably devotee neglect, they can get the actual, after they get the thing from Baladev, how much land it is, then how much the mortgage payment is, and then right. I can let Mother Jagannatha know the Rupa Shiva Rashtri, this many devotees are waiting to find out how they're going to proceed.
Okay. And anyway, you guys should do that as a priority, you know? Ekavir?
Yeah.
Okay. It's good for us to have it anyway, so we know. And then when the devotees have time, they can look and see what land area is. And Jagannath and Tommy, they finalized the arrangement for their house. So the previous owner has moved out. And I think Jagannath, you were just there just a couple of days ago.
Just yesterday, I think.
They have 9.5 acres, almost 10 acres of land. David moving on. I heard David is here in Washington.
No.
You aware of that?
From what I understand, yes.
He's
here
holding this morning.
He's
looking for right there.
He's back in Ginagri?
Oh, he's back in
Ginagri. All right. You heard Ekavir number 24. You're in back. So, how's he doing the repairs in the house?
Slowly.
I went by there when I was there last. It was looking nice.
It'll be very nice when it's finished. It's just a question of just keeping him.
Yeah,
that's why it's difficult when it's long distance, because we're so tied up here, it's difficult to get away. But we're going there after Rapa Yatra to encourage him to try to move on, because we want to be here. We want to move out of Jagannath and Chaitanya's house before they move out. We're squatting with them, they'll pack up and move out before we will, so trying to encourage him to be there.
also they've been helping out with the ag department because they really need help. I was there a couple of days and, you know, they're so behind. They're low on manpower, just like three of them. And Sadachar, he wants to focus on just the garden, but the ag department needs so much help. You know, he's lost many weeks on the garden. But there's a Russian devotee that came, Dr. Werner or something. He's been working for the last 6 years. He's talking. That's one, but there's another one.
But it's a nice little ship. Bhagavan, see a ship. We have Papa's ship.
Tell who that is. Who is that?
What might be nice for the Krishna parties is maybe to organize a weekend. Maybe if it can't be done for the month of July, because we have some of the other tasks, but maybe after the psychic fair, if that's still viable, to have the men just pack up and go down there and
assist. You're welcome to guide.
And assist in a, you know, the hay gathering or the crop gathering or whatever, and kind of, because this is agriculture, is a labor intensive program.
The Sri Vishwad, we paid off for the video equipment.
Okay,
the editing equipment that we have here.
That's the one that the doctor was selling us?
Yes. And
that means he's leaving now?
So, you know, it put a
July 7th.
July 7th.
Yeah, it put a little dent in terms of what I was trying to do. I used Madhindrani help very nicely, myself and Jadarani.
It's called teamwork. Also.
Yeah, some people promised to give some little fund at some point in time. But it kind of, some of it came out of what I've gotten. So I only got the bank made a mistake in transferring some funds. But so that's delaying things just a little.
Okay.
So, you know, I
that's
have
what we're sitting back.
Yes.
No problem.
I have to, okay.
Also,
some of you should know that I've had bad times again with my brother. And so if we have emergencies come up and we need some loans, I can be able to get things from you. You know, and better terms now than probably we ever had. When we're growing up together, we had such good terms.
I also found out some people call me that lend
money. So you understand, if somebody has some little small business project, some area they want to invest in, and they can... the only thing now, he also asked for a high percent, 9-10%, you know, interest.
I found out I can get some money in our house to fix it, so I'm seeing how if they can give me the same percentage as my 401, I'll probably go ahead and take that, fix the house up in a minimum way and sell it.
Just to point on what Akin was saying about our business, and the Metro and I have a business called Tulsi Associates. We're looking for different ways in which to create mail order programs, home business programs. One of the presentations we took a kinder to was to a telecommunications program, working with long distance, something actually we've spoken about, talked with you before, and I've spoken to Vajra 2 years ago when we were still in Ninth Street about the same program with a different organization. What it entails is that the Institute is signed up as a long distance in a program that would enable all the devotees in the Institute to save money on their long-distance phone bill. At the same time, a portion of that would be given over to the Institute as a continuous basis, which would enable the Institute to raise funds every month to be able to cover basic bills, even its own phone bill. At the same time, the Institute members would be supporting the Institute and saving money at the same time. So what we were doing was getting together a package that we would send to all the devotees to tell them what this is about, how they would be saving money, and how they would be helping the Institute, and to encourage them to participate in the program. That way we could be providing constant funds for the Institute, and everyone would be having a chance to share in that way. So we'll be expecting that, and we'll be able to talk with the individual devotees more.
So I have to, in the community of devotees, bring this up. We were in the house, and Jadana's father came, and introduced this in the night. Frankly speaking, with the introduction he gave, I was totally tired. I didn't even know what was really about. But by some fortune, I don't know what happened. The next day, I went to Sankirtan and I met this man, who was a young man, who was like very alive, and I was asking, what do you do? Yes, I'm into this market, and he brought out this come and give us. So I said, oh, well, this is coincidence. So we went ahead, we checked with him, and it was like, you know, hyped. You know, when you go to some of these meetings, it's like you hyped up, and then upright, we sign up without even thinking. So I came back, and I said, oh, what have I done? I came to Srila Krishnapada, and I talked to him about it, that I've done something, maybe Jagannath may not like it. And he said, look, go and sort it out with him. You know, trash it out. It can be. And I felt we've been doing this for 4 years now, and there has not been any progress because we've not lived with the people and we didn't know where to start. But here, it's something you'll be given training individually, and the person who's giving you training has vested interest. You also have vested interest. So I thought we could work with this. And I'm saying this may not go well with Prabhu Jagannath and Chintamani because we didn't really stand under their father, because the father really introduced this very concept of this particular company. So somehow or the other, I'm still willing to go with this person that we are with now. So I will, in the assembly of devotees, will have to apologize to Jagannath for any inconvenience and any disturbance that may be caused. I didn't mean to harm him or to do anything, but you know, this is the situation and the reality of the situation we are seeing, and that's what we want to do. I'm sorry if I may hurt his father or any feelings. So I'm just bringing it before Srila Krishnapada and assembly of devotees. So to ask Jagannath for his forgiveness.
So at some later time, your devotees will be explained. Will you explain more to the devotees?
Yeah. In fact, what I want to do now is to sign on the institute. There are two ways of signing on. I can sign on the institute even now with only $69, and the institute will be getting some revenue from whatever. But that is.
Why don't we do like this? Why don't you, in one of the, maybe in the next community building meeting, where I can have one chance to discuss it, and then, you know, start getting it going from there.
Okay.
And then it's great.
I was just wondering if you remembered about the vending situation.
Go ahead, Chris Hazen.
Oh, no, I was just calling on you. I didn't know if you had to
yes.
Oh,
okay.
We have an opportunity to distribute the shuttle at the Olympic Games. It's going to be held at RFK Stadium, June 20th through the 25th. So that's 6 days of distributing the shuttle. And this will be all day.
When?
July the 20th through July 25th at RFK Stadium. We've already, this was announced at the community building meeting 2 weeks ago, so the people that come to the meeting regularly heard about it. So we've already, some families have gotten together and gotten a deposit together, which was $325 deposit. Altogether, the fee was $1,925. He gave us a $300 discount, which we had to come up with $1,625. So right now we have to come up with a balance of $1,300. Some families wanted to invest and not come and actually serve up the prasadam. They didn't have time, they would be out of town or whatever. So in talking to the people that were interested in being a part of it, what we're going to offer those people is they can double their money. So if you invest $200, then we'll give you back $400. So right now we have Mother Yamuna has agreed to be our accountant. She's going to keep the books, and we're looking at getting a cash register. So it'd be much easier keeping track of the money. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for us to really, you know, raise funds.
Who's going to cook? Who's agreeing to?
Well, what we're doing is we're going to come together, just right. Have a meeting, and just decide what we're going to invest. Right now, we have three families at Potomac, including Sasha Bar, and so we have access to, you know, as well as the official kitchen Now, I have copies of the contract if anybody is interested in it. I'll give you a copy of the contract so you'll see what's going on. But it's just by the mercy of the Lord we even had opportunity, because the day I called him was the last day. And you know, he just gave us a little mercy and told us that we have to have the balance in by Monday. So anyone that's interested would have to give me their Lakshmi tomorrow. And so we're looking at each family contributing somewhere in the area of $250.
I just wanted to make a comment. You know, I've been talking about this with some members of the devotees, and I think it's really wonderful, Mother Parvati, that you're really inspired and going ahead with this wonderful opportunity. But one thing that I would want to just say publicly, and for everyone that's being part of this to really take account, is to read that contract very, very carefully. One, because it's the Olympics, and for what I could see, I've read through the contract, and what I can see from the contract, it is very, very strict. It's organized by the Coca-Cola Company as a direct Olympic sponsor. They have some very, very strict codes there.
About what you can sell, you mean?
About what you can sell, how the thing has to be, and everything, and also who's going to be allowed to actually do the vending. They have a very strict number of people that are going to be there. So with all the number of people that Parvati is bringing in, there really does have to be a consensus and a real strong agreement about what you're going to produce, how you're going to do it, how you're going to set up the booth, and everything, because once that money goes in, there's no refund, and they're not going to give us the money back. So you can find out
later.
Has any
of our legal counsel said why we have community building meetings? And these issues, you should have discussed with me, and I could explain. That's not just going to
as we go in, though, we're asking a large amount of money from people that right now are very hard up. So we have to really be aware of what we can do as a group, and being able to make sure that it is successful from the onset. Because if we get down the road a week or two now and realize that there isn't anyone to cook, that no one is going to really be there, that we don't have the money to put up, you know, the table coverings, the canopy, exactly how they want it, and then they can disqualify us if we don't complete all of the points that they lay down, and we won't get the money back. So that's
it's like anything else. It should be planned with strategy. No problem. Those who are participating, as you work it out as a team in terms of who's going to do what services and what the expectations are from the people.
Yeah. Right, the people. You showed again an unfair description of what happened based on something she read, and she didn't even discuss it with me. That's why we have community building meetings, so that we can discuss things, and when things are brought out in a community like this, it should be clear. Number one, that contract was not put out by Coca-Cola. That is a contract that was put out by Mr. T. Mr. T has been awarded the contract from the Olympic Corporation, however you want to name it. That's his contract. He can change it. Whatever he wants to do, he can do.
I'm thinking that these are details that you guys have to have.
But that makes a big difference, Shila Krishna, in thinking. And she mentioned about the booths and all that. All that is standard. Coca-Cola is providing all of that, so it's no question that we're not going to be, having the right thing. That's not even an issue.
Okay, so as you're formulating how to do it, then everyone look a little closer at what your field of activities is and see how to take advantage of it.
Yes, I just want to emphasize not just this vending thing, but everything that we do now. Shri Krishna had mentioned that the institute now that tape that you talked about earlier about that ship that you're involved with. But I really want to emphasize that we are in Washington, D.C., that the institute now is getting a lot more scrutiny, and it's being very unsophisticated and very unprotected of the institute to engage in any type of business, even if it's just exchanging pencils, anything that's a legal or contractual arrangement, anything involving money. Because the government, they have now downloaded so much of the responsibility on just working in the government now. They're doing that to us. You can buy anything. You can actually go to jail if you misrepresent. Even if you're doing your own work in the government now, they are now saying that they are our customers. And then anything illegal goes wrong, anybody gives any kind of misleading information or exchange, the government turns to that person, even though you're doing what they ask you to do. You are now, these are criminal charges and offenses they're charging. So I just want to emphasize please contact the legal and financial people within the institute first. No matter how, I have to do that for me, enthusiastic, you know, just to protect the institute. You know, that's just how this environment is. You have to be aware of that.
It's a good point in general that, you know, America has so much litigation, more than any other countries in the world. And with more people experiencing kind of take kind of mentality that's going on in society, is, you know, it's basic problems, sociological, political, economic. So things always have to be done with more caution, and we have to realize that as we do anything, we have to do it in a way that we can get maximum value and benefit. Preaching effect. The preaching effect comes, we're able to scrutinize and organize the material so that it doesn't become a complexity. Now, it's really, it's kind of, this, I was, one of the problems I didn't mention while I was in Arizona, I met with some judges and lawyers, and one of the things I was discussing with them is just how much it creates an artificial kind of consciousness now, that everything you do, you have to be concerned about the legal implications involved. And one has to do that.
I had something down from history at the institute. I was wondering if it was appropriate to duplicate these for the bonuses when you all had a restaurant on 8th Street and see if they want everybody with copies for their files.
Yeah,
and I don't know if this is appropriate. This was a big clip in from the street of Cloudy left the body.
Yeah, anyone who wants.
So whoever's duplicating it would be nice. For us.
That's the restaurant we had on the 8th Street.
Can't hear.
A little louder.
I just want to say that in regards to what our children is speaking about, we must always remember how anything in the city. When the Million Man March went down. So like she said, that things are really changed. It's not like we see it from the spiritual. Yeah. And also, I like to announce that my case was self from the accident.
Oh, good.
Another John Lyon panel.
Gianna, very nice.
So I'd like to donate $100 to you this morning.
Thank you.
The video.
Yeah, generally, it's like when we first had that, this thing she was showing, this now restaurant, we were kind of shocked because by the time we had 3 or 4 restaurants in other cities, but it was much more scrutinizing because of Washington. I mean, a lot of places, you know, inspectors and things are not scrutinizing. But we started noticing that just the nature of the fact that we're in Washington, we have to be more sensitive to codes and to laws and in all areas. Okay, I do want to move on. Marcia, you got something for me?
Uh-oh.
I'm on the same thing.
I wanted to make a comment. It's okay. I just wanted to ask, one of the questions that came up when we were dealing with the business agenda and the community development group was that you... It was stated that you wanted a certain business to be developed. What's that?
I was put out an idea earlier about devotees investigating, setting up a bakery. Because it's one of the areas that devotees are most, you know, aligned with. We're talking now about cooking vindi and for different places making foodstuffs. So it's been known to be very profitable. Mm-hmm. And last year when I was visiting France and Switzerland, I was very astounded to see how the project in Switzerland. It was very expensive, a very nice farm, a chateau, a castle, and some other nice buildings, a couple hundred acres of land. And everything is being maintained just by a handful of devotees who sell cookies. They just, you know, pack cookies and they have a nice package. And They wholesale to some stores, and they retail also. Some of them go out and set up some tables at some places, and it's, you know, it's very strong. One of the 1 or 2 other places is doing like that also. Because that is us as preaching. Hmm?
Can we get those cookies so we can see how they're packaged and the size and all that?
Yeah, we can try to get to it. I'll always get the information. He'll be back in a couple of days. He's been in touch with the president of the project. And they're very good. You know, they're very good. It's very simple. And at the same time, it's Masada. You know, they made them in a very healthy way. So it's spiritually good and you know, good for the health as well. And also lucrative. So these are some areas we can try to investigate. Here, the devotees in Gidimali, we can also try getting some accounts in places. Just a matter, some cases, after you get the customers, then as long as you can supply them consistently, then the, you know, people are happy about it. And so there's more interest now in health. Mm-hmm. Something that is healthy can sell. Yes,
so, so do you know about the potpourri business that
not so much, other than it's something that they do around Christmas time. And they have to get them all set up. Yes.
Yes, actually three things. First, regarding the video. Regarding the video cell, we now have a second set of videos at Cable 33 in Arlington, at Arlington Community Television. We're also exploring via Padmadas, Columbia Cable, and she's willing to be our sponsor there.
Who is this?
Padmadas.
Oh, Padmadas, okay.
Right, Padmadas. And number two, Rocky Achar. Anyone who's planning on attending, participating, marching, needs to see me afterwards. There's some very strict guidelines that they have.
That's is Rathi Yatra coming up here?
Right, that's the Rathi Yatra coming.
Maybe tell us real brief, because basically most of us are going to participate.
Okay, they need to know the names of people that are going to be participating in terms of marching.
Really?
There's a dress code, colors. It has to be some type of costume, or you know, a visible costume, color scheme, red, white, and blue. So, you know, be patriotic.
Red, white, and blue. Sorry, and Dr. Sorry. but somebody's in red, somebody's in blue, somebody's in white.
Right. As long as they're coordinated. As far as brahmacharis go and sannyasis, you may wear your sattar.
Right.
And the guys can wear their white dhotis. As long as you know you have your the traditional dress on. No strollers.
So no babies. No babies. No strollers.
No strollers.
It's not like what they were trying to keep us out, but they can't, so then they're finding ways to make it more difficult.
Yeah. However, this year the event is going to be televised live. So it's an opportunity for.
So they want more
color. More coordination. Exactly. Also, that the day before, on the 3rd, at 10 o'clock that morning, they're looking for people to help make garlands.